Good evening and welcome to the April 19th meeting of the Los Osos Community Services District, our closed session for tonight. And could we have a roll call, please, Ms. Vega?
Director Tacker. Director Sennett.
Here.
Director Schicker. President Cicena.
Here. I'd like to introduce someone with us tonight, I think for the first time, as sitting in for Burke Williams and Sorensen. Tim Davis will be handling the legal representation for us tonight. And
more than just the regular trade magazines, I guess it could be a requirement, but you may want to consider that as well. Sometimes in the regular publications, the general manager for Los Osos, a very small town, gets lost in the great big, you know, publications, and these other specific publications, minorities and women publications in that area, they really scrutinize it, of course. And I'm really concerned that you may pass up somebody that is well qualified, but normally would not be looking at the big publications because they're specific to what they're looking at. So, yeah, my question is basically the general manager search and how it's going.
Well, the applications are due by tomorrow. I think that's the filing deadline. We have had applications submitted. We'll have more to talk about at our next meeting. But we have some applications that have got us excited, and I think we're going to have a successful process. In terms of where we've advertised, I really don't know if there are any publications directly targeted to disadvantaged and minority business enterprises, but I'm sure we've made the appropriate legal outreach, and I hope everyone saw it. Yes.
Good afternoon. My name is Cynthia Coleman. I live in Baywood Park. And yesterday I was told that my contribution doesn't amount to a hill of beans. So I started thinking about how long, 6+ years, I've been working for my community with a minimum of 4 hours a day. And at $20 an hour, that comes out to $175,200. And in my homage to Richard Margetson, if I charged $140 an hour, that would come out to $1,226,400. So even though I haven't really worked for you, you're lucky that I come cheap, and I hope you consider that part of my contribution because I'm never going to get paid. On a more serious note, I'm wondering, because I've noticed that in the second mailer from the county, there was a quote from the signing letter that the governor signed when he signed AB 2701 that was included at the specific request of Pava Ogren. It mentioned that we have to pay back before the county can get any SRF funds. The money that we supposedly owe has to be paid back, which is in direct conflict to parts of AB 2701. So since AB 2701 is a law, what is the punishment if we break the law? Just something to think about. Maybe it'd be worse to abide by the law than to break the law and take our punishment. Thank you.
Thank you.
Richard Margetson, two things. Was required to remove herself from the dais, go sit in the audience while public comment was being taken from Los Osos, just public comment. That's how much of a problem that situation caused for the water board. But what was even more interesting is after she sat down, she realized that her nameplate was still showing. She had to go back up and turn her nameplate over before they could start public comment. That's how serious that issue was and why we're not pursuing that stronger. And who else was in the room the day that they had tried to assist Taxpayer Watch right after the election? Now, I submitted a recording to you, probably 2 months ago. I don't know if anything's happened with that, if you listen to it closely, but you need to also realize who was in the room that morning and who on that tape is still assisting them in the conflict that's there. My next concern is, or question, not question, concern is, you have a couple lawsuits with Taxpayer Watch, and recently they sent out a flyer to the community asking for donations to help pay their LAFCO bill. In that flyer, they state that some of the things that need to be done, and this is the line from it, next, it is imperative that this fall's 218 vote passes. Please be sure to vote yes. And this came out at least, I think, a month ago. How can any organization at this point, any group, anybody, endorse a 218 election when you haven't even seen what it's going to encompass? The dollar amount, the process, what's going to be on the assessment, what's going to be considered rates and charges? How can any group use that? I mean, the water board's trying to use it in their notice of violation letter as a scare tactic. Folks, wait until we get to that point and then decide. Thank you.
The timing on that mailer was interesting in that I believe it came out the day after the notice of violation hit people's mailboxes. It seemed to be a two-pronged message.
Chris Shelby, Los Osos, CDO number 19. Are we going to talk about, later on tonight here, the Golden State Water situation or just the CSD Water Company?
The CSD Water Company.
Okay, not the other one at all.
There's not much I can say about Golden State.
Well, there's I'm probably the last guy that's heard about it, but on your Section A here in the agenda, it's got LCSD versus Golden State et al. I've been told that's been on there for a long time. And now the same outfit's hitting us up for 52%. If one has anything to do with the other, or will that be discussed tonight at all? And last but not least, everybody that's watching us here this evening, come on down. Turn off the TV and come on down to the Sewer Show. Bye.